Welcome to a special episode of Fighter Mindset Podcast. I'm releasing 3 episodes this week in the occasion of my birthday. Today's guest is one highly sought instructor, teacher, Justo Diegues. If you have seen movies like Mission Impossible 3, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Quantum of Solace, Clash of the Titans, Game of Thrones, Jack Reacher 1 and 2, you've probably seen some very high skills in the movies. Justo Diegues, he is the creator and founder of KC Fighting Method. And in this special episode, we're talking about how it all began. Justo is very reflected, and his philosophy behind KC is very interesting. It's more than interesting. I was so thrilled to hear about it when I was doing this interview with him. Enjoy, and stay tuned for Friday's episode as well. And also, please share, review the episodes, the podcast, share it with your friends, family, neighbors, whoever, martial arts club, students. Yeah. Please, if you want to do it, I will be very grateful. Thank you. Mr. Justo Diegues, nice. It's very nice and good to have you here in my podcast.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me.
It's an honor to have.
Sorry if my English is no good.
Oh, it's
maybe some question I need a little. you need repeat something, or I understand better exactly what is the question.
Yeah.
Nothing more. Al ataque.
Yeah, that's good. So it's you're one of the let's say legends. Yeah, your work, your KC fighting method is starting to grow, and we've all seen it in movies, especially Batman Begins, and then it just like your work is being spread. It's amazing.
See.
So like can you tell a bit about your journey and how like your journey with martial arts and the birth of KC?
Well, I think like everything in the life, sometimes you discover in a moment in your life. Of course, I was a child where live in this small town in Aragon in Spain. This town is working in the mine. My father, my brothers, and me work in the mine for several years. But before this, where I start watching films about martial arts. I don't know, you.
Oh yeah, wow.
Kind of
yeah.
Jumping, Jackie Chan, yeah.
Bruce Lee. Yeah.
This kind of the movie impressed like a child, no? You know.
Yeah.
And in my way, because I always, from the very child, I always want discover the world. I don't have the word correct, no? But everything impressed me about the world, and I like my life is in this small town where nothing happened apart crazy things, yeah. About the miners, the people working the mine, crazy people, criminals, drugs, everything. And I always want to escape. And this, when I start watching this, I, in one moment, I really fell in love with this thing, and I won't escape from the mine for entering the martial art world. And I practice judo, taekwondo, many things. No? But start working in the mine, and difficult for move because I don't have possibility for move. But try escape. This is when I think my mind wake up and start invention my thing. But the invention is not about copy something from the movies. It's about the real situation every day in the school, in the mind, and all these kind of the things happen. Make me find a different thing every day in the school. I go to the house, cry because some child we fight in the school, and always I, when I arrive home, cry and crazy, entering under the table on my the kitchen in my house, and little by little thinking about what happened every day when I fight in the school, and because always I in the floor, always the child, you know, many child in the same time go to the floor, and what is their normal reaction is cover the head and the kicking, and I start organize all these things happen, no?
Yeah, nice.
Crazy, but when I enter in the martial art, I start thinking about what I learned and what really I, my instincts say, how this function or no function, and I start a little controversy in what I learned and what I, my instincts say to do, no? And this is, in reality, is a long history about this. It's not in one moment. It can happen, and in the end, a long time investigation in different martial arts, I grow, and in the end, my mind, my instinct continually say, no, this is the what you want to do, not this. And I start recover all these things I do when I child, and start put all this in the paper. Of course, always in the all the thing I learn in different martial art is the pillar where I construction what I do, no? And it's in the moment everything start grow, and my conclusion in the end is decide follow this way, and this is case what I build, no? Casey fighting method. This is the name I put because in the beginning is cases fighting my method, no, my way, because I my nickname is Casey. When I was a child, my mother, I don't have the correct language, and my mother say, Justo, do this, and I say, kissy, no? Something like this. And my mother say, no, you don't need to say kissy, you need to say K-E-C. And I change kissy for K-C. my mother say, no, K-C, no, K-C. K-E-C. And this is why I put this name in the method, no? KEC. It's like something remember me where I am, where I come. And it's like a fresh thing for understand where I am, no?
Yeah, I understand.
And yes. Apart this, of course, I investigation in many martial arts. I had the privilege work with Daniel Santo for 15 years. Ooh, with yeah. Machado brother, many, and all the instructor under Daniel Santo. I training with everybody I can all my life. Plus, I make everything I can. I find in my way because really, thank you for all these martial artists. Permit me understand more about the martial art and learn about all these people. But in the end, I decide follow my path, follow my instinct, follow my. Understand more about me. What is my instinct say, and how, what I do, what I wanna do exactly, no? And this is the case, you know, what I want to do.
Yeah, it's like same for me now. When I started martial arts when I was young, I wanted to learn to deal with my bullies. And typical, you go to martial arts because, and of course, the ones who were bullying me, they were training there as well. Because they wanted to learn how to fight and use it not for with the good intentions, but more for themselves. So I was like, okay, I'm going to train here. But I had never been fighting with my bullies. I wanted to, even like for many years after I was grown older. But then the more I saw, okay, what do I want? What's my purpose? What's my intentions? Where's my heart? And now I see that now. When I look for teachers, I'm looking for their hearts and their purpose, and not like just because this instructor he can do this or that, but more his intentions. So now I'm also this discovering and finding my way, and what is dog, and then hopefully one day I can use it to help others. That's my mission, or my mission in life. And it takes time because you have everybody, people around say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And then I said, this is what I love, I want to do.
Exactly. So, this is, I think this is the reality, you know? First, understand who you are, for understand to the other people. And this question may make me, even I am an instructor in many martial arts, in Taekwondo, in Judo, in Hapkido, in Muay Thai, even kickboxing, Penjaxilat. I have many, many, many reference points for understand the martial art. But my instinct say, okay, who really you are, no?
Yeah.
Where is the way? Where is the thing? Everything is fantastic, but really you won't follow this way, or you won't follow this way? I say, no, I won't follow my way, because my instinct constantly say this, and this is the controversy, no? Because at the moment I take my decision, I talking with all these very nice instructor in my life, and I talking with them and say, I don't want to say sorry, I only want to say thank you, but I won't follow my instinct, my way, where I really can find who I am, or understand better why I am here, no? What no, cats here, cats this, other cat the other side. No, I don't want. Of course, learn about everything, because everything gives you the good and bad things. The good thing, fantastic. The bad thing, can you can learn many things about the what is your perspective in the life, no? In a moment, I say thank you, everybody, but I won't follow my instinct. I won't find who I am, and I think this thing changed everything in my life. Because I really thinking, is you won't teaching any person. You won't transmission something. First, you need to know who you are.
Yeah.
When you know who you are, you can understand who is the people in front of you. You can understand better, no? But you don't know who you are, how you can understand the person in front of you, and this is. Sometimes when the people talking about his cell, about his life, and I immediately enter in my perspective for understand better this person, and I can understand better because my life is the same, no? More or less everybody, different situation, different moment in the life had the same question.
It's so interesting to hear because these are the questions that I am now. I'm in my 30s. I will be 33 soon. And now I'm starting to realize, okay, who am I? What do I like? What I want to train? How, why? And finding my thing. I'm finding my way. So you are well, Bruce Lee, only the Spanish version. because that was what he did, I met people who have been training with Bruce Lee, not Bruce Lee, but with his students, and they all, I think they miss all this, the concept and the purpose of why was he doing this, why was Bruce Lee doing this, and then they are too focused on Bruce Lee but not what he actually meant. So
definitely Bruce Lee was an inspiration for millions of people.
Yeah.
Even for me, no?
Yeah.
But the inspiration is no means a copy. Inspiration is, for me, is find your way, no?
Yeah.
Every success people in the world, these people inspiration you for any reason, any way you want to find in your life, but in the end is how you find better your way, no?
Yeah.
Who is these people? The people can be or was a success, and how these people fell many times, but in the end is they arrive the level in the world, no? And can inspiration other people.
It's I've been reading listening to a book called Mastery by a writer called Robert Greene, and he talks about all these famous people. You have Mozart, you have Leonardo da Vinci, and all these how they were here. And they were learning from somebody, and when they wanted to do it their own way, their teachers were saying, no, don't do this. And then what you said about controversy, and they stepped out of it and they created their own thing and they become successful. So it's
definitely for me is very important. Only don't see only the top to the mountain. We need to see the travel to arrive to the mountain for understand. The target is the same, but if you only see the target and don't see the reality about how these people sacrifice his life for years and fell many times and recover and continue and fell and recover and continue. How many people even don't never see his potential, no? Because they for example, Bruce Lee died before he arrived to the success.
Yeah.
Even if he was an amazing actor or everybody in China recognized to him, but he never feel the power to the how the world recognize his work because yeah. he died before yeah. the success, no?
The big
success.
Yeah.
But is the real investigation is about how these people arrive at this situation, no?
Yeah.
For understand, not everything is for free. Nothing arrive from one day to the other day. Maybe when you see, you can thinking, ah, it's here, now it's here. And look like, wow, it's like this. No, it's like this. It's many days, many months, many years, where fell many times. In the end, they arrive, no? But this is the inspiration, no? Yeah. Is the have the patient be constant in your way, don't never looking behind, always looking for in front of you where you go. Don't forget, don't missing your target, where you go, and everything can happen. It's only one step in the way, you know, in the life.
Yeah.
And this is the inspiration for me and many people from all my life.
Wow, you're so like, the thoughts about this, like, because like, I've only heard about you and see some of what you're doing, but I have never met you, talked with you, like when now, talking now, and you have this philosophy behind, like with Casey, and as you said, like many people, they have been watching. I've been watching Batman and Jack Reacher, and where all they put in this, your work in it. But people, they don't know, like, okay, who's Stuart Diegues, who has created Casey? They've seen you in some videos, but they don't know like the journey you had on the way to. From when it began in the mines, and then your journey with meeting all the instructors, and now you're here, and still like, it's not stopping, I guess. With your work with Casey, I guess like, I guess that you have like your bigger plans for Casey. I guess that you have when you created Casey, you had not like big goals, but you had a purpose of why you did it, if you understand.
Yes, yeah. Of course. This is my target in what I do, no? Casey is a method. When I say method, I want make the difference between the system and the method, because the system is start here and finish here. It's technical system, no? It's nothing can change. This is complicated for me. In all the martial art I practice, I don't want to say it's bad or it's better or no. It's my perspective, no? I think we have many, like a human, like a instinctive animal, we have many, many ways for expression ourselves, no? Of course, we need the technique. Yeah. The technique is very, very important, because the technique is the bridge for arrive your understand better about your, for example, your body mechanic, for understand better your tools. It's only the bridge. When you cross the bridge and you understand your tools, you don't need to carry the bridge with you. It's only one part for understand better your mechanic, body mechanic. But when I'm talking about the method, I'm talking about tools, physical tools. I'm talking about the mental tools. I'm talking about the emotional tools for a right to the yourself, no? The spiritual, for a right, who you are in reality, no? Mm. When I'm talking about the method, I'm talking about no limits, because in reality, it's our mind, the limit in ourselves. Of course, many people have physical limits. Many people have physical, mental limit, and many people don't have the ability for or don't realize about how function the emotion. No? But this is the area more complicated, really. But when talking about the method, we're talking about physical, is where we understand how function our body mechanic, how function standing, how function kneeling, how function sit down, how function lead down. All these possibilities not can happen in the real situation. In the any fight, maybe the in very fast you wake up in the floor and say, how are you right here? No, you don't understand how what kind of tools you can use in every situation. Mm. And when the focus is, for example, in boxing or Thai boxing, amazing tools. But you need to understand all these kind of possibilities for understand your abilities, for understand your possibilities in every situation. No? If we're talking about the mind, it's the same. The mind have a lot limit, religion limit, cultural limit, many things we need. I say walls, no? Mm. If you have a barrier in your mind, even you headbutt the wall, you need to find the how around the wall for continuing your life. Yeah. And understand the physical is our car. If we thinking in our physical like a car, and we thinking in our mind like a driver, and connection this to this part, but when I write the emotional situation, when in the emotion don't have is a very deep instinct reaction in anything in our life, and definitely we can control our emotion, but we can recognize when something happened, how we reaction. If we analyze this thing happen, and not possible control, but if you recognize you can your reaction, you can change your reaction, and maybe this can change or can help your life in one X. Extremely situation, no? for this every in the method is not only hit the back, hit the other person, it's no sport. Casey is developed for the street, because who live in the street, the more dangerous, brutal, sanguinary predator in the world. And who is this predator? Jesus is a human. Yeah. Even you training like a crazy in boxing, kickboxing, Thai boxing, wherever you training for fight, you training under the rules.
Yeah.
And the rules is the big limit. Is don't understand the street situation. Even many people say, no, I am the best fighter in kickboxing or MMA or in Thai boxing. These people don't understand the street.
Yeah.
Of course, they can. His answer can be maybe strong. Maybe they can fight with different people. But when you train, especially and in with the perspective about the street, what can happen in the street? When you enter in the mind to the street, when you enter in the mind the criminal, how this kind of the people how did this happen in this situation? It's no under the rule. It's not the under the technique. It's a different situation. It's important to understand when you are in the you walking a lot. Alone, sorry, in the street. But you feel you thinking about the different this when you training in the sport. You fight counter one person, for example, no.
Yeah.
And you can be the champion of the world, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you are in the street, you can thinking about the sport. You need thinking about the street.
Yeah.
You need thinking about. Not only the who is in front of you. You need thinking in who is behind you.
Yeah.
Who is in the shadow? Who is in the hidden in the other side? Where is the thing around you can be your friend? Even your enemy can you can become your friend. Even the world can become your friend. Becoming your friend is when you use this thing in your favor, no? Well, if you don't recognize this kind of the thing like a friend, this kind of the thing can become in your enemy because the other person can grab you and stamp your head in the wall or in the floor. Or can so maybe one people coming and you are alone or wherever you, maybe some person with you, or these people coming with the knife or maybe you're walking alone and some people in the moment arrive and put the knife in the neck. Even you can resolve the situation, maybe. But now this is your attitude about the fight, but you're thinking now in the emotional attitude, you go with your girlfriend.
Hmm.
And some people, one person enter or two people enter, and what do you do? Now, it's not only how big fighters you are. Now it's emotional. These people can damage your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And if we want to enter more deep about the emotional, you go with you go along with your baby or your wife and the baby, and some people attack you. What happened emotional? What do you do? Even you are the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
Your reaction emotional is, I am the best fighter in the world. I fight and forgot my baby and my wife, or I protect my baby and my wife and what I do. All this question is more important than how you can break the back with a punch.
Mm.
It's not about this. It's about how you recognize your possibilities, your abilities, physical, mental, and emotional, and how you can, in one situation like this, all these things work together, not independently. This is why it's important to understand the difference about method. Or the system. If you are for example, in Taekwondo, it's like Olympic, no? The Olympic prepare for make something,
yeah,
jumping or whatever. The people in the end only see
jump. Yeah.
But they don't see how many years they sacrificed his life for a ride. Maybe for catch 1 second less his record. Only 1 second they were during years.
Yeah.
In the method, you need to understand all the areas.
Yeah.
And this is not something happened the one day to the other.
It's not something been that you can learn in one seminar. I guess it's like, because yeah, that's like, I think that's what people think, that they can learn it all in, when it comes to self-defense as well, that they can learn it in one day or yeah, 1 weekend seminar. And I think that's that's like a big problem, like when it comes to self-defense. And that's like what I see now myself when I know what should I focus on? Is it only fighting? No, fighting is say 10%, but then you have all the rest. So it becomes, as you say, a method. Like I want to learn, okay, what do I do if this happen or that happen? And like all the and how to like to handle all the emotions, and yeah, it's something else. Yeah,
this is important, no? Because yeah. you for example enter in the taekwondo system, of course you only see the people high kick, blah blah, but yeah. Even these people work a lot, they have amazing natural ability for the use the legs, but not everybody have this ability.
No,
these people you don't see, but even in the system, these people never arrive for find the answer about his personality, no, because they won't copy something they can do.
Yeah.
This is one of the very important things in Casey. Everybody have his abilities. And this is one very, very, very important thing to understand. The ability is not the same ability is not for everybody. Every person have the different possibility. For example, some people say to me, what is your high kick? I say exactly till the hip. This is my high kick. And for my target in the case, this for me function. High kick to the head, if I want to kick the head to any person first, I can do. Or maybe not in the same way to the taekwondo. I am Dan of Taekwondo. Eh?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Taekwondo because I know what is the Taekwondo. I say, if you want, I can kick your head and say, but if your leg don't arrive this side, I say, don't mind. I can do kick in the neck, in the knee. When you follow, I can kick your head. I arrive the same yeah. thing but different in the different way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like,
understand.
Yeah,
for me, one of the things made me happy in this method is because everybody can find his abilities, and this is important because it's important to understand not only your abilities, you need to understand your no abilities. Because when you understand your no abilities, for example, high kick is not my ability. But if I understand this, it's not my frustration. I understand how I can use my kick, but not in this level. I can understand my kick in this level. And this is how I can do functional. If I can, maybe I can jump in. Okay, my question is why you won't jump in? You don't have this ability. I don't have flexibility, okay? you training your flexibility because it's important work, elasticity, yeah, flexibility, the power, everything, and recognize your tools. But yeah, important is when you recognize you don't have high kick, you only have low kick, okay? Work in the low kick. My father don't have high kick, but my father understand the low kick in the knee, and this make him functional.
Yeah.
This is about the method. Understand every person is different. Women's, men's, in all the age, and recognize his tools and prepare his tool for use in the correct way.
Hmm. Oh, wonderful. Like that's like what I guess me as well as others, they don't know, Casey, like this that you're explaining and telling about it, that it's, and then it's a method why it's called the Casey Fighting Method. And because like, and well, when I heard that, maybe I thought like it was a, I thought that it was a system, but it's more than a system, it's a method. And it's so when you're explaining it, it sounds easy, but it's complex in that way, because as you say, it takes time to find one person's ability and the person's like that doesn't work of the ability, and then like how to make it all work together. You understand? Yeah, like it's a complex method, and it's not like it takes time to develop it, like both to know the person's ability and the limits of the person.
Well, this is the the thing I tell you before, no? First, understand who I am.
Yeah.
I can understand better who you are, no? Mm. I can understand more when you move. I can understand more your abilities in kick, in punch, in trapping, in the long distance, short distance. What is the target in your mind? What kind of the mentality you have? Because your body is a body language, and when the body language talking, say everything.
Yeah.
You see in the in Casey is. It's a body language, it's expression constantly. For example, in the system, they have katas.
Mm. Yeah.
Or kunses or quens,
yeah.
different. And they repeat thousand million times.
Yeah.
We don't have this kind of the way. We work and recognize our body mechanic with the in the different abilities, technicals, of course, for understand better our abilities. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about expression, we're talking about the shadow. And in the shadow, mm-hmm, we don't want to see only the physical things. We want to read in your body what you do.
Mm.
And every time you make the shadow is new. You can discover your limit. This is amazing in the shadow.
Mm.
Because you discover every day your personality. Because every day you do is completely different to the other day you do.
Mm. Yeah.
Because today you are tired, because you don't sleep good, because you, whatever happened, yeah, even you are okay, but your perception about the moment is different every day, every moment, and your expression is completely different every day. This is what we want transmission in the student. No? If you learn today step and punch, okay, today you make a step and punch. But I don't want to see only steps and punch. I want to see what happening, what you build in your mind, how you feel your environments around you.
Yeah,
environment. What you create, you need create the situation. One, how many people is around you? Tell me, one people, two people, okay, how you move? What, well, how you use the wall, how you use the floor, how you attack these people or these people attack you. You create the fight in your mind and you need fight with this creation. But this creation is free, it's instinctive, it's an attitude. It's, when you enter in this game, you reinvention every day. Right the moment you don't thinking about you do it. When you have a kata, systematic movement, in reality, okay, you always do the same. You don't have creativity. You don't grow. We need thinking about the different perspective, about method, about the system. But this is one of the areas where the student recognize himself, recognize his limits every day in his training, recognize his tool, his ability, recognize his perpetuity, is more attention around. It's not only make punch, kick in like a tunnel, no? Because we don't work like this. We work open, and every time you need recognize what happened around you, play with all the possibilities you create in your mind, and this is very hard, really.
Yeah.
When the mind is like this, do this is difficult.
Yeah.
Because you feel is you feel your limit. You feel how many walls you build around you, and in case the intention is destroy all this world.
Wow, that's interesting. Like, yeah, it sounds like when I hear you talk about this, like I can recognize like myself and like what you're talking about, like, and how it's so easy to like become like this, and once I start to open, like, here, oh yeah, then I can see around. But it takes time and to get to that point, to, and like as you say about, I love what you say about to not have any limits, because it's so easy to let the limits to hold you down. And it's like a prison when you're like, you can't get out of it. And that's like, so it's more, so case is more like a system of finding yourself and liberation.
It's a, you can build your gold jail with 2,000 black belts, yeah. But in the end, it's a gold jail.
Yeah.
It's because in reality you are in your personal jail, yeah. And this is what the target in Casey. Don't create this jail. No? Open the mind. Open everything in with a limit, and investigation about yourself constantly. In the end, is your life yourself. Is not the system. Where is your limit? Because it's us who create the our limits in everything we do, and this is the target in Casey. Don't learn for not create this kind of the limit. I tell you, even many people in Casey in the end don't understand this. It's sad for me because I would like everybody understand this part, but some people are feel, understand, and say, wow, no?
Yeah.
And wow. When you open the door to the creativity, you don't have limits. It's like a painter. You can draw all your life the box house, or you can become in Dalí, Van Gogh. You can create. You can express yourself,
yeah.
Like a musician. You can express, or you can copy the music. Even you are amazing musician, you can copy and say, "Wow, it's exactly the same." But this is the wrong. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
But is who are you?
Yeah.
A it's copy same. Of this. This is the how some people you say wow.
Yeah.
How they are amazing. They are amazing because they don't have limit in his creation.
Yeah. Like I play guitar and for many years I wanted to be that guitar player and that but then suddenly I started listen and then suddenly I was like I have to be me, I have to be a dog and play what I play and the way I play it, maybe it's not the same but it's the way I play it and like and that's been taking time to get there as well and that's what I see now with I train martial arts. Okay, I train this, that and then like but in the end, like, I don't want to be bound. I don't want to have limits. I want to, have no limits. So that's like, Husto, it's been fantastic to talk with you and hear about your story. And I really hope that we can do this again another time to talk about more about this. I hope we can do that. Yeah. I've learned many things like and getting inspired by hearing what it is because like I feel that that's where I've been with having these limits and that I need to like open up and see from here to open up here and see. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Gracias, gracias. One friend I was training, he said like no surrender. He said that was nunca te rindas. What that's?
Nunca te rindas.
Nunca te rindas. Yeah, I was training with a friend. He said that was what you said before.
Nunca te rindas.
Yeah.
It's. You can see.
Yeah, nunca. Yeah, nunca te rindas. Yeah. So that's.
This is sometimes it's important read.